Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, we don't already...
I'm going to just cut it off, man. Go ahead, B. Scott.
No, don't do it.
Hey, we got a streak. We got a streak going.
Hold on.
I like this.
Let's start it over. 3, 2, 1.
I'm just going to let you go, B. Scott.
Now, isn't that nice?
I was trying to fit your money into this helmet. Just so everybody on the chat, on the video streams can know, I'm not taking Reggie's money myself. I'm putting it right here in this handy-dandy Texans helmet. We got 2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah.
That's why it's a 5 in there.
So I was like, make it 3.
Hey, look. I appreciate the music. I appreciate the time. You know what I don't appreciate?
What's that?
This damn Texans offense that we feel like, or at least I feel like I'm forced to watch now. Like, mm-hmm. I watch Texans games voluntarily, whether I worked here, whether I didn't. I'm a Houstonian. I'm a sports fan. I love football. I love the Texans. I watched the games before I worked here. I'm going to watch the games far after I'm gone. But let me tell you, boy. Mm-hmm. There are times where I wish I had that opt-out option because it is just so bad, so hard to watch. Like, they were a rough watch on Sunday. And the thing that I've been thinking about all week, I'll go back to Monday. So, Reaction Monday, I'm listening to this very show, listening to you guys talk about the game the day before. And Lopez had what I thought was a very simple but pinpoint accurate take. And look, if y'all just stuck
Not
with
the,
that,
okay.
Hey, if y'all just had stuck with that, it would have been some short shows, man. We got a lot of time to fill throughout the week to get to a football Friday. So it's not like you could just say this, you know, wipe your hands up and walk away.
We'll see y'all.
But I also felt like you could have. Because when you said, man, they can try hard, they can be tough, they can take to coaching and execute. But man, when it comes down to it, they're just not good enough.
Yeah.
And man, when you said that, I've thought about it literally ever since you said it. It sat with me and I'm like, you know what? I can make excuses for him. I can play devil's advocate and we can go back and forth about that. But by the time we get to the end of it, you are correct.
Yeah.
Like, you are right at the end of the day. They are just not good enough. And so it led me to yesterday, to Thursday's press conference with the coordinators. As y'all know, we do that every week.
Yeah.
Talk to the coordinators. And I asked Nick Caley about their lack of success on third down and in the red zone. And specifically, more so I should say, what is it that's happening on first and second down that's allowed y'all to be so effective at times? And it's not like they're setting the world on fire on first and second down, just to be clear. But a lot of the good things that they were doing were occurring on those downs. And I think the third down numbers would also illustrate that. Like, they ain't do nothing on those downs, right? So I'm like, what is it that's happening on those first and second downs that's just not happening for you guys on third down,
right?
Or specifically in the goal line? And I'm asking this, like, aside from the obvious, the football 101 of it all, of like the play call shrinks, you know, like those sort of things. Like, we know there are some things about third down and the circumstance of it that makes it different.
Yeah.
But what is it about you guys that changes or that's different at that time? And we didn't get a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the answer that we got kind of leaned back on down and distance and creating or not creating disadvantageous situations
right.
in those moments. But, like, that wasn't good enough for me. It kept making me go back to the fact that on third down, I'll put it this way, and I said this on Wednesday on the drive. The only thing that the Texans offense has going for it right now, the only thing it's got going for itself
mm-hmm.
is the element of surprise. Like, on first and second down, again, to the point.
What are they going
to
do?
You don't know yeah. exactly what they're going to do on first and second down. They got more of their playbook yeah. at their disposal. There are more options. There are more possibilities. They could throw it. They could run it. They could throw it short. They could throw it long. Mm-hmm. They could throw it medium. There's a bunch of different things that they could do. They've got the element of surprise. But on third down, on fourth down, when that element of surprise is either eliminated or, yeah. or lessened to a large degree, that is when mm-hmm. they just are not good enough. Because the thing is, at that point, when there's a tie, you know what I'm going to do and I know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And now we just got to bow up and see who does it better. They don't win those situations, right? Because think about it. On the third downs, you can look at it. There's sacks. There's penalties. There's bad balls.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of different things that go wrong mm-hmm. on third down. But all of them lead me back to, you know what? They just weren't as good on that play.
Right.
Or that other team was better on that play. And that's a really difficult thing to reckon with when you're only in the midway point of the season and you're still trying to think of ways mm-hmm. that the Texans can get themselves back in.
Well, and the other thing is when you're in the red zone and it's second and goal, third and goal, you know, that's when you have to be nasty and tough and execute and be in the right spot. And that they can do all four of those things. But when it at the goal line, when it's just button heads.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're not good enough.
Yeah, it's why I felt bad a little bit about some of the D'Amico Ryans criticism earlier in the week when he was like, man, I just feel like when it's 1 yard to go, you got to go out there and get a yard. That was a little bit too, I think, macho. And I think it was a little bit more macho than people wanted and like bullheaded than I think people wanted, stubborn than what people wanted. But I also think that football, to a large degree, that is a part of the game. There does become, at some point, a mm-hmm. simplicity involved in football with all of its complexities. It does eventually come down to knocking the man in front of you on his ass or not getting knocked on yours by the man in front of you, like a mano-a-mano kind of deal. And I've always thought that 1 yard, a lot of times, that's what you're talking about. And let's not pretend like, you know, at various different points, the Texans – didn't try to do some different things. Like, I know the back-to-back dive plays with British Brooks looked silly and it was bad play calling. Mm-hmm. I'm not excusing Nick Caley for that. But we had a situation where they tried to get Nico Collins on the outside. That didn't work. And again, man, if you can't just knock a man back for a yard,
yeah.
I'm being real about this, and I'm saying this as a skinny man who does not play football. I don't know what we're here for. Like, I don't know if you're a football team really worth discussing, really worth talking about, really worth watching if when it comes down to it, you can't move a man enough mm-hmm. so the man behind you can get a yard.
Yeah, you know the cliche I like saying, the game in its essence is about blocking and tackling, right? And that very much shows up here.
I think that that makes it even more egregious. The way that they stepped into the season and tried to go about things and saying, yeah, the defense is going to carry us, which fair, but we're just going to matriculate the football down the field. We just need to be perfect in these small moments when you know you're not, you're going to have instances where you're not good enough. That, like, you can't just expect that you hit on everything, on every little play in order to make your way down the field and maybe get in the end zone. Like, that can't be an expectation that you have when you understand to some degree that you are outsized. Maybe they didn't understand that at a certain point. All right. But then at the same time, you get back to what you're saying, right? If you end up in these strip everything away situations and you end up not being the better, that means that you need to create advantages in other ways, right? You need to find ways to scheme things up. Like, that's where you go above the X's and O's, take you above the Jimmys and Joes. And that's where I don't see any level of implementation here. I know that you said, hey, they've tried different stuff. Yeah, but they haven't tried stuff that looks innovative and things that are going to force the defense into some real tough places. And that's what we're talking about. Now, how capable are they of those? Because it's easy to say things like that. Well, why don't you just come up with something innovative and that'll do it? Like, that's the hard part. Sure. But That's part of being in that job at the National Football League level.
Yeah, and isn't it a lot to ask somebody to be innovative when they're not even good at simple things?
Right.
It's like, I want you to be innovative. I want you to think outside the box. I want you to be creative. But, like, the basic things that everybody knows and understands, you're not really good at those. That for me, makes it far less likely that you can do those things unless you're some kind of anomaly who does harder things better than you do simple things.
And I think I finally realized,
like J.R. Smith,
based on this discussion, I finally realized why yesterday's, and you were there, press availability with Nick Haley bothered me so much, because all these things that we're talking about, he's sitting there saying, still, we want to run the ball downhill. And I'm looking, and we're all like,
it's neither innovative nor is it something that fits into the idea of you not necessarily being good enough in those moments.
Yes.
Hey, I want to make $1 million. I'll let y'all know how it goes.
Yes, please. Right.
No. Are you going to do anything to try and get $1 million? Or are you just going to keep doing the same thing?
I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing. I'll keep y'all posted.
Maybe
y'all know how close
maybe it'll
I get.
Arrive.
I don't think it's going to.
Maybe it'll show up.
I don't think it will. I don't think so.
All right. B. Scott's thoughts here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. One of the things, I'll pull the curtain back. Every week for the last 3 weeks, B. Scott's like, I think I'm going to talk basketball in the B. Scott's thoughts. Here we are talking Texans.
Yeah.
That was good stuff, though.
They blood my blood. But you know what? I don't see why the Rockets can't come up and what's popping. I ain't trying to, you know, put a little bit too much on the rundown. But I'm just saying, I don't see why not, considering they got a big-ass game tonight.
Yeah. Well, you know
it's
what?
It's NBA Cup time, baby.
I mean, you know what? You said the right words. If you're willing to bring the energy on NBA Cup, what's popping? Let's talk NBA Cup next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.